This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. News in the world of physics today. The Nobel Prize will be shared by a French and an American scientist, Serge Haroche, a professor of physics in Paris, and David Wineland from the University of Colorado Boulder, won for their work on discovering how particles interact in so-called mysterious quantum events. The ability to monitor and possibly control particles on a quantum mechanics scale has huge implications for physics and for humans, who increasingly rely on computers. And to help us understand this new Nobel Prize-winning work, we rang up Singapore and our friend Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and author of the New York Times bestseller Physics of the Future. So, what did they win for, Michio?
The Nobel Prize did go to two physicists who did the impossible. They actually did experiments on single atoms and single particles of light, once thought to be impossible, but may eventually create the architecture for computers of the future, quantum computers, computers that compute on individual atoms. So these two people deserve the Nobel Prize.
And part of the issue here is that this sort of optical quantum business is a way of defying or getting around the so-called uncertainty principle, where if you measure something, it changes the system. This is a way of checking out where atoms, what state they're in, without actually causing them to change in some way.
The uncertainty principle is correct, but the uncertainty principle has bizarre consequences, like electrons can be two places at the same time. Now, Einstein hated this idea of people being two places at the same time, atoms, planets, whatever. The whole universe can be in multiple states. But apparently Einstein was wrong on this one. You can actually show at the level of individual atoms that, yes, indeed, they are, in fact, multiple places at the same time, which defies common sense. But I guess Mother Nature doesn't care about our common sense.
And, of course, it's the time-honored tradition of one of the easiest ways to win a Nobel Prize in physics is to show once again that Einstein was wrong about something, right?
Right. Usually Einstein is correct, except when it comes to quantum mechanics. And like I said, eventually computers may compute using this quantum effect. Silicon power cannot sustain computers forever. One day, Silicon Valley will become a rust belt. And we think that what will replace silicon transistors are atomic transistors. And that's where this work comes into play. A multi-trillion-dollar economy may eventually depend upon these bizarre consequences of a quantum theory, as verified by these two physicists.
A little good news there for Central California from our good friend Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and author of the New York Times bestseller Physics of the Future. Before we go, so we've got David Wineland, who's an American physicist, and Serge Haroche of France. Did they develop this work independently? Are they working together? Is there some sort of competitive thing here? What do you think?
They did it independently. What Wineland did was he took individual atoms and then bounced photons off these individual atoms. Well, Haroche did the opposite. He actually took a trap of individual photons and hits them with atoms. So these two people did not step on each other's toes. They did two independent verifications of the bizarre effects of the quantum theory.
Talking about the latest winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics, announced today, Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and author of the New York Times bestseller Physics of the Future. Thanks so much, Michio.
Okay, anytime.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage of The Takeaway is supported in part by W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.